This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Peg Tazai Mishnah Beis. Hasalim Shel Eitz. Baskets that are woven, that are made out of pieces of wood, reeds. Now, basket weaving is a very complicated process. I'm not a basket weaving expert, but if you look at a basket, you'll see on the bottom, in the middle, there's like a place that looks like it's like a circle or sort of that type of shape design. It starts with like a small thing that's woven. And then there are pieces that crisscross back and forth, and it makes a hole around, and then it starts going up the sides. And because there are different pieces crisscrossing, so Memela, when it gets to the top, there are pieces sticking out. You can't really use the basket with pieces sticking out here and there. So when is it called a Dover Gomer? Remember that a Kli Eitz is Mekabel Tumah when it's a Dover Enigma. So the Mishnah says, Mishe Yachsoim. Yachsoim Eloshon Chasima. Not chasima, a stamp, but like loisachsum shor bedishoy, means to finish off something, to close something. When the weaving closes the top of the basket together, and it holds it together. V'yikanev means to cut off the edge of the pieces that are sticking out, and now it's a final tzura, it's a finished product. V'shel tomorrow, this was a basket not made out of regular reeds, but it's made out of ali dekel, which is what we'd call like kashikluch. It's made out of leaves of a lulav. Afal pishalei kinev mi bifnim, even though the pieces are not cut off inside. Tomei, it's mekabel tumah shekain mekaimin. Think of a kashikluch. If you have pieces sticking out, it's not a fact. The gazach, it's going to hold on tight. So now it's called a gemar of the kli. Kalkolo is also a basket, but it's a small one, and these are made out of reeds. The Rav says it's made out of gemi, proper reeds that grow near water. The Sale Eitz, before we said reeds, it's not really reeds. Reeds are much more flexible. The Salim Shel Eitz are slightly bendable, but they're pieces of wood. So this is smaller, and the material is much more flexible. Mishayachsen, when is it considered a Gmar Kli? When it's finished off the top, this way it doesn't come undone, like we explained. V'yikanev, and the pieces are cut off. V'yigmar is hatloyo. The handle is finished. Beis haliginim. This is a type of Kli that they put in small glass jars. Storage. Ubeis hakoisois. This is some type of Kli where they put in glass jars. Again, afal pi shelo kinev mi bifnim, even though the obviously it was made out of some type of woven material, even though the pieces are not cut off at the ends, tomei shekein mekayim, because why some people use it that way, even though the pieces are not, it wasn't kinev the pieces. So it's written over here. For that usage, it's considered a gemar kli. Mishnah Gimel, haknoinin haktanim. These are also a type of kelim that are woven together from lulav branches, and it's used in some type of way for being mavarer, for sifting through beans, things like that. Klosois are small containers. Women put in these woven baskets, they put makeup and things like that. Mishayachsoim is when it's finished off the weaving. V'yikanev, and the pieces are cut off. That's the gemara. Haknoinim agdoilim, v'asugim agdoilim. These are bigger ones, and they're made from rope. They're made out of small pieces of reed or wood. You can see them if you ever went for a tour on the deck of an old-fashioned ship. That this is the way they used to make the big storage kelim out of rope. Where they went around, they mamish wove it out of rope. Very strong. When it went around twice, two times the chevel went around, so that keeps it firm and hard. That's the Gemara Kli. Yom Nofo Kvoro. A yam is a big Kli. You have it in different halachos. The Kafsho Maznaim, they would make this also out of rope. So it had a clay kibble. So it's also a Kabbalah. Mishayasa Dur Echod L'Reichav Sholahem. If it goes one time around, and this door is this Shura Achas of the Chevel around, that's enough to hold on to it. And mamela it's mekabel tuma. Hakupa is obviously some type of basket. There's a very interesting thing how they made these kupois. They made rings. Picture like the way we would make sukkah decorations, which are paper rings glued onto each other, and then the rings go one after another. So here they made these rings, and then the rings put together would fill up the space of the kli, and they would weave them together, and then that would make the tzura of the kli. So once two tzviros, these taboys, are put into the bottom of the kli, I'm sorry, the bottom was something that held more. The walls were made out of these rings. The rings can't be for the bottom because then things might slip out. From the sides, yeah. So the nekuda over here, and this is something that the Rishonim on Masbir, also by the halacha before of Shtei Durim L'Roichav Shalahen, is that you have the floor of the kli, which is the clay kibbo. It needs walls in order to make to finish off the kli kibbo. The walls don't have to be that high, even though that's not where the Gemara of the Kli is. The Kli is the bottom with walls. So even though the walls are not a finished product, let's say the walls are only a height of 2 inches, and the way to make such a Kli is that the height goes up 6 inches. As long as it's a minimal amount of wool that's woven onto the floor, that already has the structure of the Kli. It's already called a Kli Kibbol, and it's Mekabel Tumah. So that chiddush the Rishonim explain on both of these cases. The ha'arok. Ha'arok is some type of rectangular basket. It's narrow and long. It's made sort of like a container. The reason why it's called an arok is because it was used for putting in straps of leather. Straps of leather are like shoelaces. The term in the Gemara for shoelaces, the Gabi Exeru of the Goyim have one style, the Yidden have the other style that the Yidden not let it switch over. It's called Arka Sodim Misani. So Mamela Arka means something like straps of leather. So that's what it was used for. Mishiyasibot Tzvira Achas. When the wool is even one row of Tzvira, that's already enough because that already gives enough of a Suras Hakli. Now, the good way we explained it, Lamaisa, the Mufarshim bring that, there are different Mashmos in the Rishonim. The Rambam, the beginning of Perek Hei Mehilchus Kelim, says, "Afal pishul legomo behen by these type of big kelim, the sugin gedolim shiyase shtei durin you have over here, shtei tzviros tzvir achas." So the Rambam says, even though batsim it's not the Gemara like we explained, "Sof kol sof shari nirulu mashenasu etzuras kli aleim." The Ravid says different. The Ravid says, "Mimnei she'odem mishtamish behem kmo shehen." That means that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing, this is an Alta Machloikis, we said over B'Shem Reb Chaim and Hilchus Kelim. The Rambam has a Shita that you don't need the Gemara of a Kli, you need the Tzuras HaKli. The Ravid holds, you need the functionality of the Kli. So the Ravid has to explain over here, they could be used, the Gemara Malachtoi, even though Be'etzim, that's not the final version. The Rambam says it has the Tzura of the Kli, even though it's not finished, but it has the tzura of the Gemara Kli, so that itself is enough. That's a machlokes l'shita sam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.